KXRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson remains in his position after an effort by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to oust him failed.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant. This is the Uniparty for the American people watching.
Gentlelady will suspend.
Johnson remained as House Speaker by a vote of 359 to 43, with seven voting present. A series of powerful storms unleashed tornadoes from southern Michigan to Arkansas Tuesday night, injuring over a dozen people. Sheriff Richard Fuller from Kalamazoo County says two tornadoes came through the same path.
A tornado went through, and then about 45 minutes later, another tornado, almost on the direct same path, was coming through. So as emergency responders and citizens were standing in these streets trying to help one another, we were alerted. A second tornado was coming in.
The National Weather Service says tornadoes touched down Tuesday in Ohio, including five in Warren County in the state's southwest region. President Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza, over concern for the well-being of the more than million civilians sheltering there. Biden, in an interview Wednesday with CNN, says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, we're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used. On Wall Street, the Dow by 172 points. This is SRN News. Statistics indicate that teenagers, regardless of their family's wealth or social status, are increasingly at risk for depression and even suicide. But at the Christian nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside Dallas, co-founders Brooke and Court Carricker are turning their own family's experiences into positive Christ-centered equestrian therapy for teens.
In July of 2023, we were granted the status as a 501c3. And then February 2024 is when we opened our gates and started seeing clients.
It's kind of the definition of God taking our mess and making it a message. That is that there's hope. That's what ultimately we want people to feel when they come to the ranch, is that there's hope.
This is God at work. This is God doing something so much bigger than us.
The nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch in Texas hopes to attract donors to expand its work helping teenagers. More information at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Independent candidate for President Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has challenged former President Donald Trump to a debate.
In an open letter posted on X, formerly Twitter, Kennedy said the Libertarian Convention in Washington later this month provides a perfect neutral territory for he and Trump to have a debate where the former president can defend his record for his wavering supporters. Both are scheduled to appear at the convention separately. Trump wants to debate President Biden during the campaign, but has shied away from other rivals. In recent weeks, he has ramped up attacks against Kennedy. On social media, he called him a radical left liberal who's been put in place in order to help crooked Joe Biden. I'm Ed Donahue.
The California Supreme Court is weighing whether to remove a measure from the November ballot that would make it harder for the state and local governments to raise taxes. The court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the measure. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.